KQED.
Many California cities struggle with how to revitalize their downtowns to make them attractive, hip places that draw in retail and foot traffic. 50 years ago, Fresno built the state's first outdoor downtown pedestrian mall. It was a pioneering idea at the time. But tonight, the city council will consider allowing cars back in. The California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca has the story.
It was a bold idea back in the 1960s, a cure for cancerous sprawl, gobbling up open land and destroying the urban core of cities.
This film reports the story of one city which faced up to its urban crisis, a city in which government, citizens, and planners working together are creating a city reborn.
This 1968 documentary chronicles the rise of the first open-air pedestrian mall on the West Coast, in Fresno. The idea was to keep downtown vibrant.
Downtown streets were congested, parking was inadequate, and pedestrians were endangered. The solution? Separate cars and pedestrians for the benefit of both.
The walking mall banned cars, replacing potholes with public art and tangles of telephone wires with a leafy canopy of shade trees, and dozens of sculptures, mosaics, and fountains, including a rare sculpture from the French painter Renoir. Fresno's Fulton Mall became a national model, and nearly 200 other U.S. cities followed, putting in their own outdoor pedestrian malls.
It was a noble idea that just did not work. So the reality is that commerce and cars work together.
Craig Sharton is the owner of a new pub and market specializing in locally grown products. It's one of the only places on the mall that's hopping at the lunch hour. Sharton studied the issue when he worked for the city of Fresno overseeing downtown revitalization. He says he understands the appeal of a walking mall.
It's like we won. We stuck it to the car, you know, that stupid, stinky, noisy car. We banned it, and good for us, we won. We killed our downtown in the process.
Today, Fresno's Fulton Mall sits mostly empty. The abandoned historic buildings that aren't shuttered with metal gates are home to discount stores, selling cowboy boots and T-shirts. Retired farm workers are among the only ones who sit on the mall's circular benches, men like Álvaro Acevedo. It's a park, he says. If you really look at it, it's a park. I don't just come to buy things here. I come and sit a while, then buy myself a soda or a shirt. Fresno's not the only city grappling with a stagnating pedestrian mall. Many cities have opened theirs up to traffic over the years. Sacramento is a recent example. Only a few, like Santa Monica, have successfully revamped them. Fresno pub owner Sharton, along with the city's mayor, backs the idea of putting cars back on the mall as a way to boost downtown. Two lanes of slow-moving traffic with parking right in front of businesses and outdoor dining.
I think the idea of cafe sitting with people sitting next to parking and idling cars is not going to be the draw that they think it's going to be.
Doug Richard walks the length of the mall, pausing to point out some of its historic features. He's part of a local coalition trying to preserve the Fulton Mall. He says yanking out mature trees and adding cars is exactly the wrong formula for a city grappling with a lack of park space and some of the nation's worst air pollution. And moving sculptures and mosaics, he says, would undo the vision of the mall itself as a work of art.
This is such a unique place where you can not only see magnificent pieces of art, but also go up and touch them and be close to them, refurbish and renovate it, and it would be totally unique in the state.
Richard says suburban sprawl is killing downtown Fresno, the same problem urban planners worried about in the 1960s. The stately office buildings anchoring the mall emptied when companies moved north following new subdivisions. Richard says adding parking and cars to the mall won't be enough to draw people downtown. With thoughtful renovation, he says, the walking mall could become an attractive destination again. City council members are expected to decide today whether to accept a $16 million federal transportation grant for the mall. The catch is that the money can only be used to open it to vehicles again, not to keep it as a pedestrian mall. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.